Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Sheila Coley, and I am calling you, talking to you tonight in place of Mary Hollis, our director. I want to let you know that the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is here for you. We're here for all widows who have lost their husbands in the last 3 years. There are many times that we feel sad or feel lonely. There are many holidays that we have to manage our way through. But oftentimes, we don't know who to call. We don't know what to do. We're not sure about what books to read, who we can trust. There are so many papers that need to be completed, so many menial tasks that your spouse used to do that you now have to do. So the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is here to assist you with all of the many things that you may struggle with, all those challenges that you have through the first 3 years. Following those 3 years, we want you to remain a part of our group and help the new widows that are now experiencing some of the things that you may experience in those initial years. Our show tonight, we're going to talk about something that's a little more fun than usual. We're going to talk about free time, available time. Tonight we're going to talk about all of those hours that you have that you're trying to figure out what to do with. Recreational time. How can you spend time enjoying yourself? And so when I think about many of the ways that people spend time enjoying themselves, it could be from anything from attending baseball games, football games. You may enjoy reading a book. Some people enjoy going for walks in the park. Many of our widows enjoy traveling. It's a great time when after your husband has passed away and you've taken care of many things that you need to take up for you to now travel. There are places that you may have always wanted to go. Now you have the opportunity to do so. Let's talk about some great places that you could possibly attend. One of the places I'm thinking about is right there in Florida. It's called the Holy Land Experience in Orlando, Florida. And what's so wonderful about you going there is you get to go with other widows. The Next Chapter's Widows Ministry is planning for our anniversary coming up in September, a trip to Orlando, Florida, to visit the Holy Land Experience. Well, some of you all may have been there before. You may have been there with family or friends or your own church. Some of our widows may have already even gone to the Holy Land, the land, the earth that Jesus actually walked. But we want to encourage you to find ways to fill up some of that void with things that are fun. Other places that you can travel to are areas right here in Georgia. Let's think about all the things that there are here that they are to do here in Georgia that you haven't even done. How long have you been living in here? A year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, maybe your whole life. Have you gone to all of the museums? Have you visited Stone Mountain Park and actually taken a sky lift to the top of Stone Mountain Park? Or maybe have you gone to the aquarium? Let's think about other places that you could go. Not too far away, there's a beautiful place called Callaway Gardens. Great place to visit. Then you have the mountains of North Georgia where you can go and attend. You can go to the coast. Savannah is beautiful. You can go to Savannah. There are so many places that we can travel to that's not even very far away. Just recently, this past weekend, there was the Jazz Festival in New Orleans. That would have been a nice ride for you and some girlfriends or even some family members could have jumped in a car and went down to New Orleans and enjoyed the Jazz Festival. There are so many ways that you can find time, trying to fill some of that void of time that you may have occasionally spent with your husband. traveling is actually one of my favorite pastimes. Traveling is one of those things that allow you to go many, many places. There are even places in other countries you can go. Maybe you've always wanted to go to Mexico. Canada have beautiful places. You can fly up to New York and drive over to Niagara Falls and Toronto. There are many places in the United States that you could go to. So sometimes we have to just take time out of our life. One of the things that I'm reminded about in Scripture, actually it's a commandment. God says, keep the Sabbath day. And when I think about why did God tell us to keep the Sabbath day? Because he knew amongst all of our hustles and bustles and all the things that we had to do in life, the one thing he wanted us to make sure that we did is take time to rest. So it's nice to rest once a week, but how about resting for 7 days, 10 days? How about a 14-day trip, a 21-day trip? There are many cruises that you can take. There are cruises from out of Florida, around Miami and Fort Lauderdale. There are cruises from Charleston. There are even cruises from Alabama and Mississippi. I love water. I'm not sure why I love soda water so much, and I lived in such an inland city. But then we have places not too far from here, like Lake Lanier, that you can attend to have water. There are nice little places along the Chattahoochee River that we could possibly consider as somewhere that you can go to in the event that you want it to get away for a little while. I'm thinking about traveling as one of my favorite pastimes, or one of my other favorite pastimes. And you think about if this is one of yours, eating. Oh, my gracious. I love food. I love all kinds of food. Matter of fact, I was out this evening eating, and someone said, do you like this place? And I said, I like all places. I'm not very discriminatory when it comes down to food. But have you considered trying to conquer all the restaurants inside of your city? You just take them one at a time. Maybe you have a favorite cuisine. If that's, let's say, if it's Chinese food or seafood, another cuisine could be Indian food. There are so many different types of food that you can enjoy. Sometimes you just like a good old Southern cooking meal. How about a good piece of fish, maybe? So consider taking on as something to use for some of your time is to start finding a travel buddy. Somebody's going to travel with you to restaurants. You can have breakfast in this place and lunch in another place and dinner possibly even in another place. And I know some of you all out there are talking about, that is just way too much money. Well, let me share with you a little secret. There are some favorite websites that I have that says, buy one, get one free. Or if you pay $10 for this coupon, it gives you $20 worth of food. And so those are some great ideas for where you want to eat. I'll tell you where a couple of those websites are for great entertainment places. One would be called Groupon.com. Groupon is spelled G-R-O-U-P-O-N, Groupon.com. Register with them, and every day they have specials. Lots of recreational things. I got a Groupon coupon for manicure and pedicure. Great recreational thing. Great something to do when you're trying to figure out, oh, what do I do? I'm so lonely. I'm so sad. There is nothing like a manicure, a pedicure, a massage. Well, consider finding ways that are very cost efficient that will allow you to do great things with your free time. Speaking of spa treatments, how about having a full body massage? Some of you may have never had one. Some of you may say things like, oh, I don't think I would like that. But I encourage you, start out with just the foot. The foot massage is called reflexology. And I tell you, I'm ticklish. So sometimes when I get those foot treatments, it's hard for me to relax because I'm ticklish. But did you know that there is something in your foot that controls everything in your entire body? So foot reflexology is an excellent way to relieve stress, to relax, and to pamper yourself. Some of you love to get your eyebrows arched, to get your hair done. Great ways to do that. You want to create hobbies. Now, some women have shopping as a hobby. Now, that could be a very expensive shopping. However, I'm thinking of things like flea market shopping, and not necessarily to buy anything, but just to go looking. One of the things my daughter and I have done is we try to have hit all the Goodwills in Metro Atlanta, and we go in and we find these great bargains. Do you know that we have bought nice designer dresses for $7, handbags, beautiful handbags for $3, $4. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time, and we're not looking for anything in particular, but we're just looking, and while we're just looking, every now and then we find something that's just a treasure. Other places you could shop would be fruit stands, farmers markets, because I'm not much of a clothes shopper myself, but I love shopping for food. So I found quite a few of the flea markets in the area, farmers markets, great places to shop and enjoy purchasing the food that you maybe have never purchased before. So as we start to think about what do I do with the time that I used to spend with my husband, how do I spend that time now? One of the greatest ways, I think, to spend that time is to develop a skill, to create a new skill. One of those things that you have always wanted to do, but you got married, you had children, and life never seemed to quite make enough time for you to do it. Well, maybe now is the time. One of our widows loves the Senior Citizen Center. So if you happen to qualify for being a senior citizen, you can join the Senior Citizen Center where they have activities. Oh, we know one of our seniors and widows, Miss Walker, old Miss Mandy, she loves line dancing. So she does line dancing. Other recreational activities like bowling. How about she's even started to try her hand at acting? Oh, my gracious, how exciting could that be? Consider doing something you've never, ever done before. Maybe even something that you probably didn't think you would like, but decided that you would try it. Dare to venture out and do something you never thought about before. Have you ever gone to the on a cruise and decided to go snorkeling? I went scuba diving one time. Oh, that was a little scary for me. But once I managed to go fall backwards over there on that little boat and found myself down under that water, oh, it was just beautiful. You could see the sun rays coming in through the water. The fish swim right past you. Don't think I'll try that again, though. But for that moment in time, it was good. But I'm thinking about what kind of classes that you could take that you would actually enjoy. Now, our director, Mary Hollis, she has a great talent. One of the things that she does or knows how to do is make beautiful baskets. You can take a class at one of your local community centers or colleges that teaches you how to make baskets. One of the things I was thinking about one time doing, I never did it, though, was calligraphy. I was like, it would be nice to take a calligraphy class. Sometimes what you learn how to do, you could very well even make a little extra money doing. You know, when people get married, they send out invitations. You could charge them to address their invitations. So not only are you doing something that you enjoy, but you're learning ways to make a little extra money. We have another widow in our group. She does embroidery. Now, I thought that was pretty exciting. Years ago, I bought an embroidery machine. That wasn't me. I don't do real good with that arts and crafts stuff. But maybe you do. You can take an embroidery class. Michael's store and Joanne's store and a lot of your fabric store offer all kinds of classes, and many of them are free other than just the materials that you would have to buy. Things like quilting classes are really nice. Some of you may want to learn how to knit or crochet. Those are great things, too. I know a lady, she does furniture reupholstery. She went and took some classes and learned how to reupholster furniture. I know a great idea of something that I would probably like to do many years from now is projects like tiling the floor. Maybe, you know, since your husband has passed away, you look around at the house and after a while, you kind of want things to look a little different, but maybe money is a little tight, and you've decided it would sure be nice if I could retile my bathroom, or how about if I put a backsplash up in my kitchen? That would be really nice, a nice tile backsplash. And so you call a contract over to the house, and he gives you an estimate for what it costs, and you say, oh, it was a great idea, but it's one I'm going to table for a while. Well, if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you know that they offer many classes for free that will teach you how to do those things. I think that's a fantastic idea. At Home Depot and Lowe's, not only do they offer tiling class, they offer classes on window treatment. They offer classes on certain gardening projects, which takes us from inside our home to outside of home. Sometimes gardening is a great project. I visited someone actually just the other day, and she has a garden. Let me tell you all that she has in her garden. She has tomatoes, green peppers, strawberries, callaloo. It looks like something, looks like a green vegetable. Not quite sure what that's called. So in her free time, she gardens. Which is great, too, because if you've been in the produce section of the grocery store before, do you know how expensive those things are? So that way she has nice fresh vegetables, free fresh vegetables, might I add, something that's very therapeutic, she says, in terms of helping her cope with some things that that challenges her. So that's one another wonderful way of spending time. Some people like to do things more in a service area. They like to go and visit the sick. You can volunteer at nursing homes. You can volunteer at hospitals, especially places like children's hospitals. They have volunteers where they come in and can read to the children, assist with the families, especially when the children or families are from out of town. When I think about the many, 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 many things that we could do, I challenge you to not feel like you're lonely or alone. God has just created in us so many talents and gifts, and he's put some of those talents and gifts in you too. I know someone who enjoys photography. They went out and bought a camera, and they take pictures. And so they've developed this great love for photography. Maybe that's something you would like to do, or a video camera. One of the other things that I think, oh, my gosh, I would just love to do. There's so many things I would love to do. Maybe if I live long enough, I'll be able to do many of those things, is genealogy. That's something that's coming up on the scene that's kind of new that people didn't used to do a lot of now. But genealogy is a wonderful way to spend time, build history for your family. There are so many websites and tools in place to help you pull together information and great fun facts on your family. Did you know that you could take a swab of yourself and send it in? And for only, I think, about less than $100, you can get a statement back that tells that tracks your family back many generations. So that's another great thing that you can do to fill up that time. And I'm sharing that, these things with you this evening Because sometimes, you know, when we have a loss, not just our husband, but whatever the loss is, that person took up a place in our hearts and our lives and our time and our thoughts. And now death and now transition from here has created a void. So we have to learn how to replace that void with some other things. And so when we think about what those things could be, you can ask God to show me those things that I would enjoy doing. Maybe it's cooking. I love to eat, but I don't love to cook. But some people, cooking is just so therapeutic for them. They live by themselves or with just one or two other people, but they cook big old pots of food. And even if cooking is not your forte, maybe baking is. Cookies, pies, cakes. Oh, my gracious. I'm just so excited by that. And so remember that there are classes out there for cooking. There are classes out there for so many things. So you have to, you know, just search your heart and ask God, you know, to lead you in the direction that you should go to see what it is that you would have, you know, that he would have you to do. It could be even something that your husband and you did together while he was alive, and now that he's not here, you can spend more time doing it. Some couples are into ministry together. Some couples run a business together. So whatever it is, I encourage you to take the time to explore what is it that you can do with your available time. If you so... If your situation is one where your husband passed away and you have smaller children, then certainly maybe you want to consider, you know, things that you can do with your children that you would not normally would do because your husband was there. You can create certain activities, traditions in your family. The another thing that we could do, you know, is really spend time organizing things, making sure all the papers are where they're supposed to be. And that's a very, very time-consuming thing. That could take lots of time. So, you know, I just want to encourage everyone this evening that God loves you. He cares a lot about you, and he has given us something that is so valuable, and it's called time. Time is our most valuable asset. It's something that once it's spent, it can never return to us again. So as we spend our days, we all have 24 hours in our day. So as we spend those days, day after day after day, and we conclude another day, we want to ask ourselves, how have we spent the time that God has given us today? Have we spent it, you know, encouraging, being productive, learning, caring, sharing, cleaning, or have we spent it being depressed and sad, bitter, angry? Have we spent it being jealous or envious of others? Are we sitting around wishing life was different if things hadn't happened the way it happened? We want to be careful to just show God how much we appreciate him having left us here to do even greater works. So remember, everyone has 24 hours out of the day. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with the time that God has given you? How much of your time is being spent with him? When you wake up in the morning, do you take out time to spend with our Father in heaven? Do you take out time to exercise? Do you take out time to plan your week? Do you take out time looking in the mirror and saying, I matter today because God loves me? Do you take time out of your life to take the fingernail polish off your finger? I know I don't sometimes. Do you take the time out of your life to sit in the tub and just relax? Do you take time out of your life to read a book? So you always want to know that time isn't promised to you. We don't know the day nor the hour when we shall, God shall call us. But we do know that this minute that we have, how are we spending it? So we encourage you once again, call up another widow. Share them your story, your testimony about how you have managed and the things that you have done and are doing to make the days better. Call up another widow, whether it's part of our group or just someone you know from some other way, and say, let's go to lunch. Let's spend time together showing one another that we love each other, that we care for each other. Know when a widow's birthday is. Know when that widow's anniversary is. Know when that widow's husband's loss is. And take the time to spend with them. Because time is a very valuable thing. Sometimes I watch a clock with a second hand on it, and I watch the hand go round and round. And after I watched it go around a couple of times, I say to myself, I have spent the last 2 minutes of my life doing nothing. And nothing is a great thing to do sometimes. We should do more of it. We should have more time, quiet time, restful time, meditation time, peaceful time, just time where we can just hear God speaking to our spirit. See, that was quiet time. We hear very little quiet. Make tomorrow a period of your day when it's quiet time. When you turn off the TV, you turn off the radio, you turn off the telephone, even your cell phone, and you sit down and you spend that time alone. Find things to do that puts a smile on your face. Find things to do with your time that makes you laugh out loud. Not just kind of laugh like ha-ha, but laugh out loud where you can feel it all the way down in your stomach. Find places to go that's very fun and interesting for you. We thank you so much for listening. We encourage you to become a part of our Blog Talk radio station every Tuesday evening at 11 o'clock. We do this because we care. We hope that something that is said is helpful. We hope that something is said is inspiring. We hope that not only do you listen and you're inspired or encouraged, but you share it with someone else. We meet every third Saturday in Decatur, Georgia, and we look forward to you spending time with us on next Tuesday. Remember, we'll be attending, going to Holy Land in Orlando, Florida in September. If you're interested in attending, we encourage you to contact Mary Hollis at 770-987-9118. Again, her number is 770-987-9118. And as we close, I just want to give a shout-out to Mary Hollis, who's our director, who has a heart for widows. We want you to keep her in prayer as she perseveres and continues to do the work that God has called her to do, because she spends her time since the loss of her husband helping other widows. So find out what it is that God is calling you to do, and be willing to do it. Be willing to sacrifice your time and your resources in order to be all that God has called you to do. We thank you so much for tuning in, and we want to leave with you something tonight that says God wants you to redeem the time. Don't spend time pouting and fretting, but just know that God has a plan for your life, and he wants you to live life to the fullest. John 10:10 says, Jesus came that we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. We love you. We pray that God will continue to keep you in his presence and that his love for you will flow not only to you but to all the others that you may meet. Thank you so much for listening in, and have a good night.